All right, so it did work that time. We are being recorded.
Okay.
I want to welcome everyone to our monthly conference call for Spiritual Science Center and our ESP Laboratory, founded by Al Manning, who is a close personal friend of mine for over 30 years. And we all loved Al, and we honor him today as we convene this conference call in memory of him and to keep the ESP Lab pushing forward. So if you have your newsletter, you can place your hand on the power star. If you don't have your newsletter, you can place your hand on your heart as a central connection point to spirit and the love power of the universe. And we welcome you as we are beginning in September our 46th year and 7th month of seeking to live the good life in tune with universal forces for a great life experience. So let's enjoy this harvest month of September. We dedicate our power star to each one of our personal experience to receive and know the superpower to happily experience new light. Let's touch our power star now, or place our hand over our heart for a renewed connection with spiritual forces. Feel the energy flow. Breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win. Let there be acceptance of abundant good harvest with fresh increase, new opportunities with protection, peace, and positive good energy manifesting fully now for each one who is participating. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Today we're doing a good fortune declaration by phone in celebration of our harvest full moon. And in honor of this harvest full moon, I've written a short article, which I will read, which I've been mailing out to folks who've been writing in. Life is change, and indeed this is an ongoing mantra for me from new moon to full moon. From summer solstice to autumnal equinox, life is full with cycles of transformation. Let us harvest the best, take forward that which is useful, and leave behind the rest as we approach our fall harvest cycle. Let us consider what we wish to take with us and what we want to leave behind. Our good buddy Al Manning used to quote the I Ching, especially perseverance furthers. I got exposed to the I Ching, also known as the Book of Changes, in 1977, which is the same year I read my first Al Manning book. I adopted that phrase, perseverance furthers, then, and have kept it in mind ever since. I've also enjoyed noting some of Al's fun quotes, like his pet phony Latin motto, illegitimi non carborundum, which stands for, don't let the bastards wear you down. It's another piece of perseverance furthers, or keep on keeping on, in spite of whatever challenges we must face. And as we consider negative thoughts, emotions, and experiences, in preparation of leaving them behind, let's just plod through it and know this too shall pass. As we leave behind our negative thoughts and issues, as they dissolve into the past, let's celebrate the harvest of the best we know as we use the cycles of time as opportunities to begin again. And let's hold the thought with a smile and love in our hearts that the best is yet to come. Let's also take a fresh look at another of Al's pet phrases, enthusiastic serenity. To quote Al, at first it sounds like an oxymoron, mutually conflicting terms, but a bit of careful consideration will convince you otherwise. Remember, the root of enthusiasm is entheos, meaning full of God, and when you're really full of God, it brings its own serenity with it. The psalmist said, the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Real enthusiasm means a very present help all the time. Enthusiastic serenity can be a very powerful positive weapon. It's just a matter of getting used to using it. Maintaining your personal enthusiastic serenity will help you to weather the storms and challenges of daily living. I'll close now with a consideration of a personification of the Lord of Time, which is Shiva, who is also known as Kala, which means time, and Mahakala, which means great time, which ultimately destroys all things, including the universe, to make way for the creation of a new universe. Such changes are not easy. However, the old cycle must make way for the new. So join together with me now, using your magic minds and your choice of participation, to ask Shiva to help us eliminate the negative in our lives as we turn toward the light and living the charmed life. And you may say this in your mind, or you may say it with me if you know the chant. Lovely, powerful Shiva, God of sweeping change, sweep away the lesser, shut it out of range, leave the beauty and the light, bright, complete, and fair, remove all vibrations of misery and despair. Leave this place and these fine things, fresh and bright and pure, holy as your own fine self, bright, complete, and sure. Lovely, powerful Shiva, our thanks to you we give, that from your sweeping power in beauty may we live. We're going to turn to our article from our September newsletter, Light for You, which is from a cutting from Al's course, A New Light of Help for You. Use the indigo light for psychic unfoldment. And we're going to read Al's comments, then have our light attunement and our self-help exercise for the month. And this is Al's words. Use the indigo light for psychic unfoldment. The whole Christian tradition is steeped in the psychic, as are Judaism, Buddhism, Vedanta, Zoroastrianism, Islam, Shintoism, Taoism, and all mankind's path to God. You can be sure that ESP development or psychic unfoldment has intensely practical advantages whether you choose to strive all the way to the ultimate mystic experience or settle for merely moving a decimal point over a cipher or two in your weekly income. Whatever you want out of life is attainable through the practical application of ESP. From the practical viewpoint, increased ESP is synonymous with increased awareness, which is the natural path to increased effectiveness. Imagine the simple ability to sense the degree of sincerity and accurately know the motivation of every person you contact. You would be a great deal more effective and much safer from deception of all kinds. Now take the idea one step further and imagine the changes for good in a world where all men's intentions and sincerity were knowingly sensed by all others. There would be no more crime, but even more important, no more backbiting or false friendships. Each individual would automatically be drawn to these people with whom they have the greatest compatibility, and a new era of true peace on earth and goodwill toward men would be ushered in. This won't be completely achieved in our lifetime, but you will contribute much toward the progress of the species by developing these abilities in yourself, and you'll be doing the most for your personal well-being in the process. Let's get at it. We're now going to tune in to the September Indigo Light exercise. Let's turn to the wonderful, inspirational indigo light of higher mind, the power of the light, on the magical ray of Merlin, Thoth, Hermes, Mercury. As we experience magic, intuition, spirituality, and communion with our higher minds, our spiritual guides and teachers, Let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of September. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating, whether or not your name appears on this month's special list. To play with us, just find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its iridescent indigo color and continue. I feel the shimmering, scintillating, magic indigo light flooding my aura and beingness with its magic might, awareness, knowledge, power, and strength with enhanced spirituality, positive magic, effectiveness, understanding, wisdom, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm with psychic, spiritual, and material plane gifts. With more laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, fun, it burns, laughs, and loves away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings me wonderful drive, loving inspiration for intuition and magic, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to those participating in our conference call, to our special Nightlight members, and then on through all of our personal experiences to my ESP Lab, USA, International, and to each one of us participating especially. Let us feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to me into my personal life experience from spirit through my ESP lab. Thanks for the joy of sharing the light. Now we're going to turn to our self-help exercise. Let the indigo light open your brow center. After our monthly light meditation, declare, I direct the special energy of the indigo light to open and purify my brow center. This force pours into the center, sweeping away any blocks to my psychic development and greatly increases my overall awareness now. It perfects my communication with the higher psychic realms, bringing me into better attunement with my spirit teachers and helpers. Thus, I am guided to my own personal paths of growth and service, and I dedicate this increasing ability to the effort for the highest good for all mankind. I give special thanks for this entrance into the new dimensions of life through the indigo light. Then the direction is to sit quietly for a moment, with all of our attention focused at your brow center, but with your awareness keen and alert for the greeting that is sure to come from the other side. And it is a good idea to have a pencil and a paper when you use this exercise and write down the fresh ideas and bits of inspiration as they come to you. So we're going to pause a moment and let everyone just focus their attention, their loving attention right between their eyes, above their eyes, and their brow center with the indigo light, invoking their communion to their magic mind, their higher mind, and to our spiritual teachers and guides. You can also do the om and let it resonate through your third eye as your brow chakra. Now we're going to turn to the ceremonial part of our conference call. And if you have your newsletter and a candle, and the color for the month is indigo, we're going to be lighting the indigo candle in a ceremonial fashion. We have purified our altar space, and we invite you to participate with us with your mind, your magic mind. And if you want to participate additionally into the physical, if you have a chalice of water, you have a prayer that you will want to burn up in your prayer bowl, and you have a candle, which we're using the indigo candle this month, and we're lighting it on our power star. So, I'm going to begin the ritual with, which is a declaration for everyone's good fortune, by invoking Al Manning's protection chant. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care, bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools, let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Bringing hope and help to all, an answer to our fervent call. We thank you now. We feel your love, the answers coming from above. I'm lighting some sage now in what was a silver prayer bowl of Al Manning's. Sage is a wonderful herb that brings purity and dispels negative energy. And as I light this sage, and as the sage burns and the smoke rises, I declare that this space, which is the magic circle of all of us, is purified, blessed, and cleansed on seven planes of reality. So mote it be. And now as I prepare to light the candle, I reach to the east, to the lands of fire, to the lands of creativity and illumination, and I invoke that energy to come be with us in our crossroads of light, saying, welcome, East, and reach with me with your magic minds to the west, to the lands of creative higher thoughts, to the realms of communication, and bring that energy into our circle, saying, welcome, West. Let's reach to the great South, the vast treasures of the earth, as we say, welcome, Earth. Reach to the North, the lands of wisdom and the waters of life, as we say, welcome, North. And reach to the sky above and invoke the sky spirits to be with us, saying, welcome, sky spirits. And let's reach to the great energies beneath our feet, saying, welcome, earth spirits. And now let's welcome our Merry Spirit Band of Nurgle Ra, Ishtar Osiris, Marduk, Toth, Bast, and Isis, with Pan Puck, Lady Luck, and Abraxas. I light the fire that is he and she. I light the island that is we, that together we may be. I have a prayer that I have written on one of our pyramid sheets, and it's an invocation to the masters of the pyramid, teachers and helpers of ESP Lab, and my own spirit teachers and guide. And my prayer that I'm burning up in the prayer bowl today is, let there be blessings of light, love, peace, joy, prosperity now for all ESP Lab members, especially those participating. Let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests in the ESP lab. And now, in the flames of the magical indigo candle, I burn this up in my white pyramid sheet, saying, Rama Agni, bring the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Higher power, Rama Agni, Mama Isis, send the light that sets us free. I'm now going to hold up the chalice of water to the creative forces of the universe that love us, that are with us, and invite them to pour forth into this water, this chalice of light, all that is positive and good, that is healing, that is loving, that is spiritual, that is cosmic, that we may be nourished and provided with everything that we need for the balance and the benefit of our body, mind, and spirit. I'm going to add three magic chants into this water of life. Acceptance is the keynote here. My word is spoken loud and clear. Great spirits of the light, be told to charge our auras, make them bold, and let them open the hearts of all who come near us, both great and small, with light, friendship, magnetize our beings, that our hearts shall rise to welcome us with friendship dear, and wanna feel our presence near. My words to all who hear a charm, my smile dispelling all alarm. All doors shall open wide to me and we, and as my will and as our wills, so mote it be. Osiris, Jupiter, Gob, and Pan, you'll help us when we know you can. Bring winnings right direct to we with gold and jewels and currencies. Our friendship grows, we are not snobs. Let winnings come and in great gobs. And as our will, so mote it be, blessed be. Now I'm going to do a Native American chant, which is calling the magic into the waters. Azechi. Mother of the universe, your children are calling. We love you. Thank you for filling our cup full of your light. Thanks for all the sparks of light that are with us through all the worlds. Pour forth your benefits now that we may receive them. We open ourselves to receive the total love and abundance and harmonies that is our divine inheritance. Now you may drink your water. Share with me this water of living light. I'm going to go and, actually, I have a grapevine right outside the window. I'm going to share it with the grapevine. Share with me this water of living light. So, we thank the Spirit of the Light for being with us. We thank the Spirit of Light and love and peace and joy, the universal cosmic forces, the power of Abraxas, the power of Mother and Father God, the power of Pan and Isis, Nergal, Ra, Ishtar, Osiris, Marduk, Toth, Bast, and Isis, powers of the light, we thank you for being with us today. And we ask that you touch each person participating today in a special way. We thank you for your love, friendship, and help. And now we're going to close our little ritualistic ceremony by reaching up to the sky and pulling the sky energy into our being, saying, the sky spirits love me. The sky spirits love us. Now let's reach to the earth and its vast treasuries beneath our feet, saying, the earth spirits love us. Now reach out to all life everywhere and declare, all life loves me, and I love me. We're going to close our ceremony today with these words. It is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness. For we have set it in togetherness with the creative forces of the universe and with the power of our combined magic minds. And it is so. Now, I'm going to extinguish the indigo magic candle that we have lighted on our power star today, knowing that where once the cosmic forces have been invoked, there they are always. And we know that the light within each one of us is an eternal flame which burns forever. So mote it be. So now I'm going to open the conference call to questions and comments that people don't mind being recorded. And we will spend a few minutes in that direction. And then we'll say love and light and goodbye. And then I'll be available on the lab phone for anyone who wants a short personal comment or two. Anybody out there?
Yes.
Yes, hi.
Betty
yes.
is here.
Willie is here.
Willie is here. Are your puppies?
And there's a little doggie out there, too.
That's,
now, my four great Danes are all taking a nap right here with me in the magic room, so they're being good girls.
Last month, all of mine were good. I have a talking umbrella cockatoo and two dogs, and they were all so quiet, but now I think they want to interact.
Good. So what's on their minds today?
Peace and love. We're doing our very best. You know, it's all about happiness and keeping that alive in our hearts. You know, happiness, love, no matter what goes on. And I'm finding out forgiveness, too. You know, self-forgiveness as well as forgiving others. And my bird's talking. I might have to put my phone on mute.
Well, you know, I think the bird talking now is fine. You know, the mute is really so it's not disturbing to people as we're trying to have a class and then have a little ceremony. But I think forgiveness is important of ourselves and of others, because without forgiveness, and I think in truth it's more important for each one of us than it is for the person who is being forgiven, because as Al's work indicated, you know, these various resentments and hatreds that we hold on to are mental and psychic and spiritual poisons that that can create disease of all kinds. And so we're better off without them. It's better to smile and go on our way. Of course, that's not easy, because this is a challenging world we live in, and there's plenty of reasons to be mad or excuses to be angry or vengeful or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, I want to
thank. My bird agrees with you.
Thank you,
Sammy. I want to thank you for making it possible for us all to connect in a spiritual way. And thank God and thank Al for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, and I love you. And you'll be getting a letter from me. It's on its way. I mailed it Thursday.
Oh, well, nice.
Oh, yeah.
nice. We like those letters pouring in. That is still our primary way of communicating with people is through the mail, through the newsletter, through the mail, and then receiving mail, and then sending out letters to people who write in. It does take a bit of time to crank out the newsletter and crank out the responses and do the prayer work for folks. But, of course, Spirit is the muscle for it all, so we thank Spirit for its help on getting all the work done.
Yes, thank you, Spirit. And have you heard from Terry?
I did. And Terry, last time was unable to participate because of the hurricane that was hitting the eastern seaboard that knocked down communications related to his ability to be able to call in. So.
Oh, okay.
He's still trucking and updating the website and so on.
Okay, this is good. I was concerned about him, and I wish you a happy birthday, October the 6th.
Yeah, it is coming up. It's less than a month away now.
Yeah.
And I wish you happy fall equinox and blessed full moon. It is
Thanks.
A full moon tomorrow.
Yes.
And
also
I guess tonight is actually the last night before it flips over. That's how the ancient people used to count, is the last night, because it is 2:27 Pacific time in the morning. So tonight's the night, and, of course, the moon symbolizes the mother, and the full moon symbolizes the pregnant mother giving birth, and she's giving birth to the collective thought forms of the world. So make sure you have a positive thought. It's also said the moon as the mother and the grandmother, but the mother today as she who's giving birth. For the next 3 days, it's the feast of the goddess, and it is said that if you make a wish during this time, a true wish, that it will be fulfilled. So y'all get your wishes done now.
We sure will.
We sure will.
Right.
And be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a rather challenging month with a personal loss. So I appreciated the upbeat encouragement this month.
Well, you know, it's this world is challenging, and it's been that way since we were running away from the dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah.
But now at least we have electricity. At least most of us in North America have electric lights and flush toilets, but that doesn't mean that if we lose a loved one, it's not very impactful and disorienting. And my own attitude is that all of these are opportunities for spiritual growth. Now, when you have a major tragedy, like you lose your mother or your husband or your father, those things are deeply emotionally impactful. And even if we believe in an afterlife and we believe they're going to a better place, it's hard to make the transition. But it is helpful to loved ones when they are crossing over not to grieve too much. Some grief, of course, is natural, but it's important not to dwell in the grief, because then you tend to get stuck in the grief. And what I experience is that as people are leaving their bodies and going to their new lives, for the spirits, it tends to be a joyful thing. I know that when Al passed on, it was a very stressful time, and it was interesting because 2 weeks before he passed away, I got a message from Spirit that I should get ready because my ministry was going to be accelerated. And so I was wondering what was happening. And I decided to after, as the 2 weeks came up, I says, well, maybe I'm going to be more active in Al's church, which I was ordained about 13 years ago by Al on his birthday. And I said, well, maybe Al has some new work for me. So I called the lab offices, and Margie said that Al had just had a stroke and that he was in emergency care and that he wasn't able to speak. And he also had left instructions that he did not want to be hooked up to life support. So it didn't seem like he was going to be with us long. And as someone who had become my surrogate father, because I met Al the spring after my father died the previous fall, and he was about my father's age, and he became my new dad of a sort, but he became a mentor and a teacher to me. But I was very disturbed that Al was so in such critical condition. And I was also concerned because he had asked me to take over and take charge if anything happened to him. And then he joked that he was going to be around for another 20, 30 years, and I hoped he was. But now I had to confront the reality that Al, not only was Al going, but I was going to be faced with a new large responsibility. And so I was stressed and I was wondering what to do, and I picked up one of Al's books, and I decided to do two rhapsodomancies, and that's divination through opening a book and putting your finger down. So you ask a question, open a book, and put your finger down and get an answer. And I love to do that with the dictionary, but this time I did it with one of Al's books, and I opened the book and put my finger down, and it said, always trust in God. And then I opened it again, and it said, now get to bed. And so I did. I says, oh, well, that's, you know, that's funny, and Al is just saying, don't worry about it, and let's not stress about it. And as I was sleeping, I was awakened around 2 in the morning, and Al's spirit was there, and he said, don't worry about me, laddie. I'll be gone before the cocks crow. And then I experienced his spirit leaving his body, and it was just an amazing, magical, joyful celebration as Al left his body, and he was jubilant. And, of course, if you imagine someone whose spirit is trapped in a 79-year-old body that has just had a stroke and you can't function and you can't speak, as he left his body, he was just super joyful, and he was saying, yippee! And then he was like Speedy Gonzales, and his spirit was like going super fast, and he was like a beam of light, and he was touching every lab member with a final blessing as he was getting ready to move on to the next plane of reality. And even experiencing the joy and Al's happiness and his freedom, and of course he had 79 years of a very interesting and dynamic life, it's still hard to face the reality that in the physical, we don't have Al Manning to turn to. So, but in each case, there is a silver lining, and part of it is, in my view, that one of the central lessons of life is that no matter what happens to you, you have to turn to the spiritual side. And when you do, you're going to feel better. So the natural thing in the world is full of the world mind has a group thought of fear, worry, anger, and this is really a challenging time for people. The best way to cope with it is to stay positive, and the way to stay positive is through the discipline of choosing to stay positive, and then seeking the light to help you stay positive, and that is becomes a daily discipline. And then when you have what seems like an insurmountable issue that you don't know how to resolve, when you turn to the light and you turn to Spirit and you invoke Spirit's help and you turn from dwelling in the negative and you use your magic mind to choose to be filled up with the light, then you're going to find that there is a better positive resolution every time. That's been my experience for the past many, many years in all of my adult life.
Go on. I'm listening. I want to hear more.
Yeah,
you want to hear
too.
More?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always enjoy
that.
Hearing your voice, Sammy. It's uplifting.
Yeah.
And it brings out the quality and the things that Al had taught you. Because
mm-hmm.
he was a marvelous person.
Well, all right. So it did work that time. We are being recorded.
Okay.
I want to welcome everyone to our monthly conference call for Spiritual Science Center and our ESP Laboratory, founded by Al Manning, who is a close personal friend of mine for over 30 years. And we all loved Al, and we honor him today as we convene this conference call in memory of him and to keep the ESP Lab pushing forward. So if you have your newsletter, you can place your hand on the Power Star. If you don't have your newsletter, you can place your hand on your heart as a central connection point to Spirit and the love power of the universe. And we welcome you as we are beginning in September our 46th year and 7th month of seeking to live the good life in tune with universal forces for a great life experience. So let's enjoy this harvest month of September. We dedicate our Power Star to each one of our personal experience to receive and know the superpower to happily experience new light. Let's touch our Power Star now, or place our hand over our heart for a renewed connection with spiritual forces. Feel the energy flow. Breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win. Let there be acceptance of abundant good harvest with fresh increase, new opportunities with protection, peace, and positive good energy manifesting fully now for each one who is participating. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Today we're doing a good fortune declaration by phone in celebration of our harvest full moon, and in honor of this harvest full moon, I've written a short article, which I will read, which I've been mailing out to folks who've been writing in. Life is change, and indeed, this is an ongoing mantra for me from new moon to full moon, from summer solstice to autumnal equinox. Life is full with cycles of transformation. Let us harvest the best. Take forward that which is useful and leave behind the rest as we approach our fall harvest cycle. Let us consider what we wish to take with us and what we want to leave behind. Our good buddy Al Manning used to quote the I Ching, especially perseverance furthers. I got exposed to the I Ching, also known as the Book of Changes, in 1977, which is the same year I read my first Al Manning book. I adopted that phrase, perseverance furthers, then, and have kept it in mind ever since. I've also enjoyed noting some of Al's fun quotes, like his pet phony Latin motto, illegitimae non carborundum, which stands for, don't let the bastards wear you down. It's another piece of perseverance furthers, or keep on keeping on, in spite of whatever challenges we must face. And as we consider negative thoughts, emotions, and experiences, in preparation of leaving them behind, let's just plod through it and know this too shall pass. As we leave behind our negative thoughts and issues, as they dissolve into the past, let's celebrate the harvest of the best we know as we use the cycles of time as opportunities to begin again, and let's hold the thought with a smile and love in our hearts that the best is yet to come. Let's also take a fresh look at another of Al's pet phrases, enthusiastic serenity. To quote Al, at first it sounds like an oxymoron, mutually conflicting terms, but a bit of careful consideration will convince you otherwise. Remember, the root of enthusiasm is entheos, meaning full of God, and when you're really full of God, it brings its own serenity with it. The psalmist said, the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Real enthusiasm means a very present help all the time. Enthusiastic serenity can be a very powerful positive weapon. It's just a matter of getting used to using it. Maintaining your personal enthusiastic serenity will help you to weather the storms and challenges of daily living. I'll close now with a consideration of a personification of the Lord of Time, which is Shiva, who is also known as Kala, which means time, and Mahakala, which means great time, which ultimately destroys all things, including the universe, to make way for the creation of a new universe. Such changes are not easy. However, the old cycle must make way for the new. So join together with me now, using your magic minds and your choice of participation, to ask Shiva to help us eliminate the negative in our lives as we turn toward the light and living the charmed life. And you may say this in your mind, or you may say it with me if you know the chant. Lovely, powerful Shiva, God of sweeping change, sweep away the lesser, shut it out of range. Leave the beauty and the light, bright, complete, and fair. Remove all vibrations of misery and despair. Leave this place and these fine things, fresh and bright and pure, holy as your own fine self, bright, complete, and sure. Lovely, powerful Shiva, our thanks to you we give, that from your sweeping power in beauty may we live. We're going to turn to our article from our September newsletter, Light for You, which is from a cutting from Al's course, A New Light of Help for You. Use the indigo light for psychic unfoldment. And we're going to read Al's comments, then have our light attunement and our self-help exercise for the month. And this is Al's words. Use the indigo light for psychic unfoldment. The whole Christian tradition is steeped in the psychic, as are Judaism, Buddhism, Vedanta, Zoroastrianism, Islam, Shintoism, Taoism, and all mankind's path to God. You can be sure that ESP development or psychic unfoldment has intensely practical advantages whether you choose to strive all the way to the ultimate mystic experience or settle for merely moving a decimal point over a cipher or two in your weekly income. Whatever you want out of life is attainable through the practical application of ESP. From the practical viewpoint, increased ESP is synonymous with increased awareness, which is the natural path to increased effectiveness. Imagine the simple ability to sense the degree of sincerity and accurately know the motivation of every person you contact. You would be a great deal more effective and much safer from deception of all kinds. Now take the idea one step further and imagine the changes for good in a world where all men's intentions and sincerity were knowingly sensed by all others. There would be no more crime, but even more important, no more backbiting or false friendships. Each individual would automatically be drawn to these people with whom they have the greatest compatibility, and a new era of true peace on earth and goodwill toward men would be ushered in. This won't be completely achieved in our lifetime, but you will contribute much toward the progress of the species by developing these abilities in yourself, and you'll be doing the most for your personal well-being in the process. Let's get at it. We're now going to tune in to the September Indigo Light exercise. Let's turn to the wonderful, inspirational Indigo Light of Higher Mind, the power of the light on the magical ray of Merlin, Thoth, Hermes, Mercury. As we experience magic, intuition, spirituality, and communion with our higher minds, our spiritual guides and teachers, let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of September. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating, whether or not your name appears on this month's special list. To play with us, just find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its iridescent indigo color and continue. I feel the shimmering, scintillating, magic indigo light flooding my aura and beingness with its magic might, awareness, knowledge, power, and strength with enhanced spirituality, positive magic, effectiveness, understanding, wisdom, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm with psychic, spiritual, and material plane gifts. With more laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, fun, it burns, laughs, and loves away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings me wonderful drive, loving inspiration for intuition and magic, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to those participating in our conference call, to our special Nightlight members, and then on through all of our personal experiences to my ESP Lab, USA, International, and to each one of us participating especially. Let us feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to me into my personal life experience from spirit through my ESP lab. Thanks for the joy of sharing the light. Now we're going to turn to our self-help exercise. Let the indigo light open your brow center. After our monthly light meditation, declare, I direct the special energy of the indigo light to open and purify my brow center. This force pours into the center, sweeping away any blocks to my psychic development and greatly increases my overall awareness now. It perfects my communication with the higher psychic realms, bringing me into better attunement with my spirit teachers and helpers. Thus, I am guided to my own personal paths of growth and service, and I dedicate this increasing ability to the effort for the highest good for all mankind. I give special thanks for this entrance into the new dimensions of life through the indigo light. Then the direction is to sit quietly for a moment, with all of our attention focused at your brow center, but with your awareness keen and alert for the greeting, that is sure to come from the other side. And it is a good idea to have a pencil and a paper when you use this exercise and write down the fresh ideas and bits of inspiration as they come to you. So we're going to pause a moment and let everyone just focus their attention, their loving attention, right between their eyes, above their eyes, and their brow center with the indigo light, invoking their communion to their magic mind, their higher mind, and to our spiritual teachers and guides. You can also do the Om and let it resonate through your third eye as your brow chakra. Now we're going to turn to the ceremonial part of our conference call. And if you have your newsletter and a candle and the color for the month is indigo, we're going to be lighting the indigo candle in a ceremonial fashion. We have purified our altar space, and we invite you to participate with us with your mind, your magic mind. And if you want to participate additionally into the physical, if you have a chalice of water, you have a prayer that you will want to burn up in your prayer bowl, and you have a candle, which we're using the indigo candle this month, and we're lighting it on our power star. So, I'm going to begin the ritual with, which is a declaration for everyone's good fortune, by invoking Al Manning's protection chant. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care, bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools, let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Bringing hope and help to all in answer to our fervent call. We thank you now. We feel your love, the answers coming from above. I'm lighting some sage now in what was a silver prayer bowl of Al Manning's. Sage is a wonderful herb that brings purity and dispels negative energy. And as I light this sage, and as the sage burns and the smoke rises, I declare that this space, which is the magic circle of all of us, is purified, blessed, and cleansed on seven planes of reality. So mote it be. And now as I prepare to light the candle, I reach to the east, to the lands of fire, to the lands of creativity and illumination, and I invoke that energy to come be with us in our crossroads of light, saying, welcome, East, and reach with me with your magic minds to the west, to the lands of creative higher thoughts, to the realms of communication, and bring that energy into our circle, saying, welcome, West. Let's reach to the great South, the vast treasures of the Earth, as we say, welcome, Earth. Reach to the North, the lands of wisdom and the waters of life, as we say, welcome, North. And reach to the sky above and invoke the sky spirits to be with us, saying, welcome, sky spirits. and let's reach to the great energies beneath our feet, saying, welcome, Earth Spirits. And now let's welcome our Merry Spirit Band of Nurgle Ra, Ishtar Osiris, Marduk, Toth, Bast, and Isis, with Pan Puck, Lady Luck, and Abraxas. I light the fire that is he and she. I light the island that is we, that together we may be. I have a prayer that I have written on one of our pyramid sheets, and it's an invocation to the masters of the pyramid, teachers and helpers of ESP Lab, and my own spirit teachers and guide. And my prayer that I'm burning up in the prayer bowl today is, let there be blessings of light, love, peace, joy, prosperity now for all ESP Lab members, especially those participating. Let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests in the ESP Lab. And now, in the flames of the magical indigo candle, I burn this up in my white pyramid sheet, saying, Rama Agni, bring the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Higher power, Rama Agni, Mama Isis, send the light that sets us free. I'm now going to hold up the chalice of water to the creative forces of the universe that love us, that are with us, and invite them to pour forth into this water, this chalice of light, all that is positive and good, that is healing, that is loving, that is spiritual, that is cosmic, that we may be nourished and provided with everything that we need for the balance and the benefit of our body, mind, and spirit. I'm going to add three magic chants into this water of life. Acceptance is the keynote here. My word is spoken loud and clear. Great spirits of the light, be told to charge our auras, make them bold, and let them open the hearts of all who come near us, both great and small, with light, friendship, magnetize our beings, that our hearts shall rise to welcome us with friendship dear, and wanna feel our presence near. My words to all who hear a charm, my smile dispelling all alarm. All doors shall open wide to me and we, and as my will and as our wills, so mote it be. Osiris, Jupiter, Gob, and Pan, you'll help us when we know you can. Bring winnings right direct to we with gold and jewels and currencies. Our friendship grows, we are not snobs. Let winnings come and in great gobs. And as I will, so mote it be, blessed be. Now I'm going to do a Native American chant, which is calling the magic into the waters. Aze chi. Azechini, Azechini. Mother of the universe, your children are calling. We love you. Thank you for filling our cup full of your light. Thanks for all the sparks of light that are with us through all the worlds. Pour forth your benefits now that we may receive them. We open ourselves to receive the total love and abundance and harmonies that is our divine inheritance. Now you may drink your water. share with me this water of living light. I'm going to go and, well, actually, I have a grapevine right outside the window. I'm going to share it with the grapevine. Share with me this water of living light. So, we thank the Spirit of the Light for being with us. We thank the Spirit of Light and love and peace and joy, the universal cosmic forces, the power of Abraxas, the power of Mother and Father God, the power of Pan and Isis, Nergal, Ra, Ishtar, Osiris, Marduk, Toth, Bast, and Isis, powers of the light, we thank you for being with us today. And we ask that you touch each person participating today in a special way. We thank you for your love, friendship, and help. And now we're going to close our little ritualistic ceremony by reaching up to the sky and pulling the sky energy into our being, saying, the sky spirits love me. The sky spirits love us. Now let's reach to the earth and its vast treasuries beneath our feet, saying, the earth spirits love us. Now reach out to all life everywhere and declare, all life loves me. And I love me. We're going to close our ceremony today with these words. It is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness. For we have set it in togetherness with the creative forces of the universe and with the power of our combined magic minds. And it is so. Now, I'm going to extinguish the indigo magic candle that we have lighted on our power star today, knowing that where once the cosmic forces have been invoked, there they are always. And we know that the light within each one of us is an eternal flame which burns forever. So mote it be. So now I'm going to open the conference call to questions and comments that people don't mind being recorded. And we will spend a few minutes in that direction. And then we'll say love and light and goodbye. And then I'll be available on the lab phone for anyone who wants a short personal comment or two. Anybody out there?
Yes.
Yes, hi.
Betty
yes.
is here.
Willie is here.
Melissa's
here. Is
there. And your puppies.
And there's a little doggy out there, too.
That's,
now, my four Great Danes are all taking a nap right here with me in the magic room, so they're being good girls.
Last month, all of mine were good. I have a talking umbrella cockatoo and two dogs, and they were all so quiet. But now I think they want to interact.
Good. So what's on their minds today?
Peace and love. We're doing our very best. You know, it's all about happiness and keeping that alive in our hearts. You know, happiness, love, no matter what goes on. And,
Amen.
And I'm finding out forgiveness, too. You know, self-forgiveness as well as forgiving others. And my bird's talking. I might have to put my phone on mute.
Well, you know, I think the bird talking now is fine. You know, the mute is really so it's not disturbing to people as we're trying to have a class and then have a little ceremony. But I think forgiveness is important of ourselves and of others because without forgiveness, and I think in truth it's more important for each one of us than it is for the person who's being forgiven, because as Al's work indicated, you know, these various resentments and hatreds that we hold on to are mental and psychic and spiritual poisons that that can create disease of all kinds. And so we're better off without them. It's better to smile and go on our way. Of course, that's not easy, because this is a challenging world we live in, and there's plenty of reasons to be mad or excuses to be angry or vengeful or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, I want to
thank
you. My
bird agrees with you.
Thank you.
Sammy, I want to thank you for making it possible for us all to connect in a spiritual way. And thank God and thank Al for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, and I love you. And you'll be getting a letter from me. It's on its way. I mailed it Thursday.
Oh, well, nice. Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice. We like those letters pouring in. That is still our primary way of communicating with people, is through the mail, through the newsletter, through the mail, and then receiving mail, and then sending out letters to people who write in. It does take a bit of time to crank out the newsletter and crank out the responses and do the prayer work for folks. But, of course, Spirit is the muscle for it all, so we thank Spirit for its help on getting all the work done.
Yes, thank you, Spirit. And have you heard from Terry?
I did. And Terry, last time was unable to participate because of the hurricane that was hitting the eastern seaboard that knocked down communications related to his ability to be able to call in. So.
Oh, okay.
He's still trucking and updating the website and so on.
Okay, this is good. I was concerned about him, and I wish you a happy birthday, October the 6th.
Yeah, it is coming up. It's less than a month away now.
Yeah.
And I wish you happy fall equinox and blessed full moon. It is a full moon tomorrow.
Yes.
And,
also
I guess tonight is actually the last night before it flips over. That's how the ancient people used to count, is the last night, because it is 2:27 Pacific time in the morning. So tonight's the night, and of course the moon symbolizes the mother, and the full moon symbolizes the pregnant mother giving birth. And she's giving birth to the collective thought forms of the world. So make sure you have a positive thought. It's also said the moon as the mother and the grandmother, but the mother today as she who's giving birth. For the next 3 days, it's the feast of the goddess. And it is said that if you make a wish during this time, a true wish, that it will be fulfilled. So y'all get your wishes done now.
We sure will.
We sure will.
Right.
And be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a rather challenging month with a personal loss. So I appreciated the upbeat encouragement this month.
Well, you know, it's this world is is challenging, and it's been that way since we were running away from the dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah.
But now at least we have electricity. At least most of us in North America have electric lights and flush toilets. But that doesn't mean that if we lose a loved one, it's not very impactful and disorienting. And my own attitude is that all of these are opportunities for spiritual growth. Now, when you have a major tragedy, like you lose your mother or your husband or your father, those things are deeply emotionally impactful. And even if we believe in an afterlife and we believe they're going to a better place, it's hard to make the transition. But it is helpful to loved ones when they are crossing over not to grieve too much. Some grief, of course, is natural, but it's important not to dwell in the grief because then you tend to get stuck in the grief. And what I experience is that as people are leaving their bodies and going to their new lives, for the spirits, it tends to be a joyful thing. I know that when Al passed on, it was a very stressful time, and it was interesting because 2 weeks before he passed away, I got a message from Spirit that I should get ready because my ministry was going to be accelerated. And so I was wondering what was happening, and I decided to, after as the 2 weeks came up, I says, well, maybe I'm going to be more active in Al's church, which I was ordained about 13 years ago by Al on his birthday. And I said, well, maybe Al has some new work for me. So I called the lab offices, and Margie said that Al had just had a stroke and that he was in emergency care and that he wasn't able to speak. And he also had left instructions that he did not want to be hooked up to life support, so it didn't seem like he was going to be with us long. And as someone who had become my surrogate father, because I met Al the spring after my father died the previous fall, and he was about my father's age, and he became my new dad. Of a sort, but he became a mentor and a teacher to me. But I was very disturbed that Al was so in such critical condition, and I was also concerned because he had asked me to take over and take charge if anything happened to him. And then he joked that he was going to be around for another 20, 30 years, and I hoped he was. But now I had to confront the reality that Al, not only was Al going, but I was going to be faced with a new large responsibility. And so I was stressed and I was wondering what to do, and I picked up one of Al's books, and I decided to do two rhapsodomancies. And that's divination through opening a book and putting your finger down. So you ask a question, open a book, and put your finger down and get an answer. And I love to do that with the dictionary. But this time I did it with one of Al's books, and I opened the book and put my finger down, and it said, always trust in God. And then I opened it again, and it said, now get to bed. And so I did. I says, "Oh, well, that's funny." And Al is just saying, "Don't worry about it, and let's not stress about it." And as I was sleeping, I was awakened around 2 a.m, and Al's spirit was there, and he said, "Don't worry about me, laddie. I'll be gone before the cocks crow." And then I experienced his spirit leaving his body, and it was just an amazing, magical, joyful celebration as Al left his body, and he was jubilant. And of course, if you imagine someone with whose spirit is trapped in a 79-year-old body that has just had a stroke and you can't function and you can't speak, as he left his body, he was just super joyful. And he was saying, yippee, and then he was like Speedy Gonzales, and his spirit was like going super fast, and he was like a beam of light, and he was touching every lab member with a final blessing as he was getting ready to move on to the next plane of reality. And even experiencing the joy and Al's happiness and his freedom. And of course, he had 79 years of a very interesting and dynamic life. It's still hard to face the reality that in the physical, we don't have Al Manning to turn to. So, but in each case, there is a silver lining, and part of it is, in my view, that one of the central lessons of life is that no matter what happens to you, you have to turn to the spiritual side. And when you do, you're going to feel better. So the natural thing in the world is full of the world mind has a group thought of fear, worry, anger, and this is really a challenging time for people. The best way to cope with it is to stay positive, and the way to stay positive is through the discipline of choosing to stay positive and then seeking the light to help you stay positive. And that is becomes a daily discipline. And then when you have what seems like an insurmountable issue that you don't know how to resolve, when you turn to the light and you turn to spirit and you invoke spirit's help and you turn from dwelling in the negative and you use your magic mind to choose to be filled up with the light, then you're going to find that there is a better positive resolution every time. That's been my experience for the past many, many years in all of my adult life.
Go on. I'm listening. I want to hear more.
Yeah,
you want to hear more?
Yes.
Yeah,
I always enjoy
that.
Hearing your voice, Sammy. It's uplifting,
yeah.
And it brings out the quality and the things that Al had taught you, because
mm-hmm.
he was a marvelous person.
Well, Al, one element of the, you know, so that's Al's teachings. It's also
right.
spiritual science teachings.
Mm-hmm.
It's unity teachings. A variety. It's religious science of mind. All practice. The idea that we are magic people, we
mm-hmm.
are divine creative souls, and so within that context, our minds are master computers, and
right.
so but our minds operate differently than our emotions and our feelings, and we are a composite of multiple layers. But the discipline of the maverick magician, of the spiritual scientist, is to always turn to the light and to have it as a discipline. I'll tell you one story. I'll tell you one funny story about me years ago. And many years ago, I worked in Tijuana, and I was a factory manager. And I worked for a man who was the closest thing to a Scrooge that I ever met. He kept the factories open on Christmas Eve because he didn't want to be alone. And that's in Mexico now, where everyone is celebrating. And in any event, I went down to, and this is just an example of showing you how slippery the mind is and how important it is to maintain control of that slippery mind and those volatile emotions, because if you don't, they can harm you. So this is like about 1985, and I had to drive down from my home in San Diego to the factories, and it was about 30 miles, had to go through the international border, got to the factory at 8 o'clock in the morning, and as soon as I got there, they said, the owner told me, well, you have to go back to San Diego. And I said, why? And he said, well, because you're the only one who can cross the border, and we need a part for the factory. And so I was really upset about that, because at that time of day, there were all the people who were going to work through the Tijuana gate, and it meant I was going to sit in traffic breathing car exhaust for 2 hours, and all they had to do was call me before I left, and then I wouldn't have to do that. So I was mad. And I'm sitting there, and I'm breathing the car exhaust, and I'm getting madder, and I'm getting more frustrated. And I just worked myself into a frenzy. And finally, I got through to the other side. I got through to San Diego, but I was just furious. And I probably had breathed too much smog. But anyway, I said to myself, I just feel like smashing my truck into that light post. Okay. Well, now that is a danger signal because it's saying that my mind is engaged in negative, destructive thinking. So Al does, in his teachings, talk about programming your mind to come up with an alarm that goes off whenever you deviate, whenever you allow yourself to be too negative or destructive mentally. So my inner alarm went off, and I said, boy, Sammy, you really went over the edge. You better change your mind right now. So how do you do it? And so in my world, I said, you better create a positive spiritual affirmation alternative to I'm so mad I want to smash my car into the light post. Because I was furious. Okay. So my affirmation was, I am centered in the perfect peace and love of God. Everything else is fleeting, transitory illusion. And that was my little mantra that I came up with. Well, that mantra was fine, but I said it angry. And I said, so I kind of had a conversation like the good angel and the bad angel, and the good angel said, you can do better than that. And so my good angel said, just repeat the affirmation 35 times, and I want to hear that you believe it. So pretty soon, I'm barreling down the freeway singing, centered in the peace and love of God, everything else is illusion. And like after 15 minutes of affirming, I am centered in the perfect peace and love of God, and singing it, I was like in Buddha land, and I was like blissed out, and I was happy, and I was, so that is what we have to do universally when we start being aware that our mind and our emotions are starting to go downhill. We cannot allow, as magical people, our minds to engage in the negative because it will only multiply. So we have to put an end to it. We have to just say no and then find an alternative to it. And if we do that, we find we're going to move out of the negative conditions, which are there for our growth anyway. But as we rise above them, as we work through them, then we're stronger person.
And how about Al with his cock-a-doodle-doo?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I had never heard a rooster crowing where I live, but that morning there was there was a cock crow right at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I, you know, and it was just funny to hear that. And what also was really funny, if you would, is that when I went to Texas to move the lab out of what was then Virginia's house and move it, part of it into storage and part of it into Margie's house, but out of Virginia's house, I called Virginia darling. And I said to myself, where did that come from? And I realized that Al was using me to talk to his ex-wife, which was very,
right,
very funny, because he did mention to me that, please do tell Virginia that I love her and I'll always love her. And I did tell her that, and she says, yes, I know. And it was real sweet.
Oh.
It was real sweet, that, you know, spirit contact from the other side, which the idea of that made me really nervous as a kid, but, you know, now it's kind of, a natural phenomena. So I just kind of accept it like the sun and the stars and the rain.
Yeah, you just better be happy he didn't enter you and make you hug her.
By the way, how is Virginia?
I don't know. I don't know how she is. I haven't heard from her kids. She did move into a nursing home a couple of years ago.
Wow.
She was moving into the same nursing home with her mother, who was 96 when Al died.
Right.
So, but I've called a couple of times over to her daughters and haven't gotten an answer in the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I haven't heard of how Virginia's doing for at least 6 months. So
I don't know. Because I usually would get to talk to her whenever I call.
Yeah, well, she...
Margie will let me speak to her.
She was a trooper.
She really was.
And, of course, you know, she is over 80 now, if she's still alive, and I...
Mm-hmm.
Really would appreciate it if her family would let me know if she did go, but we do hold her in the light and her family in the light. We did
Wonderful.
Help her pack and move after Al died,
mm-hmm.
and I actually, you know, got her a lawyer to who was an advocate for the elderly and was elderly himself to help her with her
mm-hmm.
probate and all
Wonderful.
Of that when I went down to Dallas. So I made sure she was taken care of, and I helped her with some of Al's bank accounts and
mm-hmm.
let her know that, you know, she was a signer and that she could get the money without probate. And so
right.
so we were there actively helping her in addition to moving the lab and so.
Good.
So, but life continues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like now I'm going to be 61,
are you really?
Month. Yeah, I'm going to be 61. And, like, when I met Al, I was 27.
Mm.
And he was 50. And
right.
And then I knew him for almost 30 years before he left
mm-hmm.
his body as a lab member.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did have a lot of fun in the old days. And it's interesting, I did the invocation to Shiva, you know, in the opening of our conference call today, but it was really Shiva who gave me the introduction to Al.
Oh, okay.
Which was interesting, and it was kind of funny, you know, Spirit's kind of funny, Al's kind of funny, and at least our brand of spirituality is, and I was on the boards of two nonprofits. One was a church and one was an educational foundation. And I didn't really understand clearly about nonprofit law. And so I was a little concerned about it, and I was doing an invocation to Shiva, and I was doing that type of meditation. And I tossed the problem over to Shiva, and the message came back, and the words were, under the protection and guidance of the Great White Witch of the North. And at the time, the only book I had read of Al Manning's was Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived in San Diego, and Al lived in Los Angeles. And so... there was only one great white witch I knew of, and he was in Los Angeles, which was north of me. So I traveled up to see him. And it was funny thinking about it because I had a little Volkswagen, and I was living in a monastery and wore monk's robes in those days. And also we had not only a vegetarian kitchen, but... we had a vegan kitchen, so we grew a lot of sprouts and ate them with tortillas. So anyway, as I drove to Los Angeles, just a couple of blocks from the laboratory in Hollywood,
right?
I said, man, those sprout diets okay if you're living in the mountains, but if you're coming to L.A., I'm going to have two fried eggs and a beer. So I had two fried eggs and a beer before I went to see Al, because it was just too tough trying to handle the L.A. vibe. But then I went and I met with Al. We became instant friends. But first I called, and I got Al's wife, Faye, and I said, well, how do you get to see Al? And she said, well, he only sees members. I said, how do I get to be a member? And she said, send in your $2. And I said, wow, that's easy. And so I sent in my $2 and was a member, and that was spring of 78. So, you know, that spring I actually moved to Hollywood, lived walking distance from the lab, and used to go to classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and did readings in the lab and prosperity blessings in the lab. And I'm a massage therapist, so I gave both Al and his wife a full body massage. And so we had a lot of camaraderie and good times in the late 70s before Al moved to Texas. And I was sad to see him go, but then we stayed in touch when he moved to Texas. And I took my Great Dane Lola, who was a black ninja Dane who bit a bear and treed a bear and was just an amazing dog, who was born on Halloween. So Lola and I went to visit Al and Virginia in Texas. And so I knew where he lived, and we went out for fish and drinks and at the lake and had a good time.
I met Al in 79.
Well, I knew I was corresponding with him in 74, and I mentioned to my sister to go check him out.
Right.
Since
I did.
And she lived in California, and it's like I've been corresponding with him, and it's like, Betty, check out the place. Tell me what it's all about from your point of view. But I liked him automatically when I got his first book and was reading it.
Well, the thing that blew my mind when I first got involved was how effective Al's various systems of magic were for manifesting. And principles that he had. Now, I had been studying, and I studied with a Native American sun priestess for 16 years, but I was just in my early studies with her when I first came across Al's book, Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft. And the interesting thing about the book was that it was the first time I had seen in print the principles that I was learning from the sun priestess. And she was from the oral tradition of the teaching through handing down information one student at a time. And so I felt really inspired. And then I said, well, this is great, and let's try some of it. And so I mixed up a batch of prosperity powder, and I started sprinkling it around, and it started working like crazy, meaning that I went to a group of friends who were all broke. And so I said, well, this is really interesting, and I don't know how many of you have the privilege of reading the book, but it is really great, clear, classical magical instruction on the white light side. But in any event, when I first got the book, which was a gift, someone came and handed it to me saying, if anyone should have the book, I should. I had just had some financial reverses. I had come back from a 10-month vision quest. I'd spent a lot of money traveling, and I wasn't sure exactly what to do. And I said, well, let's make up some prosperity powder. Now, the interesting thing for me, I'm an herbalist and have been an herbalist for many years, grow herbs and teach herbs and use herbs and used to sell herbs. I used to, at that time, had a huge warehouse in San Diego that was like 30,000 square feet full of 50 pounds of peppermint and 100 pounds of this and, you know. But in any event, when I came back from my trip, the herb company owed me $10,000, and they couldn't pay me because they were overdrawn at the bank, and no one was getting paid, and they were $15,000 overdrawn, and I had sold my business and was going to use that money to start, you know, my new life when I got back from my vision quest. Well, so anyway, I went to them and got the initial ingredients for the prosperity powder, which is the two things I like to use the most. Well, the two things that are in the original recipe are sandalwood and cinnamon. And cinnamon is known for its money-drawing properties. But in any event, I was intrigued because I knew quite a bit about the physical. I knew quite a lot about the physical applications of herbs, but I didn't know about spiritual applications of herbs. But in any event, so I said, well, I wonder if there's anything in this book that could help my financial condition. And so I opened it up to the chapter on prosperity. And it basically indicated that if you made a powder, which I call prosperity powder, if you make a powder of things that are sacred to the earth that have the metaphysical property of attracting prosperity, which sandalwood is does have the metaphysical energy of opulence, and cinnamon has the metaphysical property of attracting money. So I said, well, this is great. I can learn about the spiritual aspects of herbs. And so I made up a batch, and of course one of the ingredients that's very important in the prosperity powder is joy. And then you add in communion with the nature spirits. And the chant that went in that first powder was, our words have power as of old, so hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold. Bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me. Dance with magic magically. Treasure bring most happily. As my will, so mote it be. So I had fun with it. I said, oh, yeah, this is great. You're going to be happy. You're going to laugh. You're going to commune with nature. You're going to understand metaphysical properties of herbs. Let's stir it all around. And then it was a harder time for a number of my friends, and they were having a meeting of a group of people who were working to build a holistic healing center, which I was involved with. And I went in, and people were out of work, and people had no money, and so at the end of the meeting, I said, well, put your wallets in the middle of the circle. And they said, uh-huh, what kind of scam is Sammy into now? And I said, put the wallets in the middle of the circle. We're going to dust them all with prosperity powder, and we're going to dance and sing to the gnomes and the trolls, and they're going to carry home the gold. And so next thing that happened was one guy who was the brokest, who didn't have a job, who didn't have any money, who didn't have any place to stay, he did get a letter that next week saying that the insurance claim that he had been denied on 2 years later, that they reconsidered and they were going to send him $6,400. And then he got a job, and his life was turned around. And another kid in the circle, he had no money, but he got a $3,000 loan, went into business, and netted $60,000 profit his first year of business. I said, wow, that works. Let's try it again. So I said, I kept trying it. And so we had some, our nonprofit foundation had some grant applications that would never been funded. But we sprinkled a prosperity powder on it. In the next 2 years, we took in over $400,000 and hired 35 of our unemployed friends.
Wonderful.
Ooh.
And then I went to the herb company. I said, you guys owe me $10,000. I'm going to have to do a prosperity blessing for you. So we danced and sang through the warehouse and sprinkled the prosperity powder. And the next 3 months were the highest gross sales in the company history. One kid who worked there, who was the accountant, his father walked in the next day after the prosperity blessing and said, son, I know you're having a hard time. I've decided to buy you a brand new car to help you out. And he did receive that brand new car. And another kid who was walking down the street 3 days later found a wallet on the road with no identification, a saying from a master of the seventh ray, and a $100 bill in it. And and it was the next 3 months were the highest gross sales in the company history. And then they started paying me back $100 a month and all the herbs I could use. So as I started seeing this, I said, wow, this is really great. So all of this happened before I ever met Al Manning. So I already had a deep respect for him by the time I actually went up and met him.
Again, I was good for ordering his herbs and oils because something about, they were so happy. I've made some, but it didn't turn out like his. Okay, and with his, you can win. But then after you lose that courtship with the spirits, it seems like they start turning.
Well,
win, and all of a sudden it gets dry.
Well, you know, life is an ebb and a flow.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you look at nature, you know, we're getting ready to hit fall, and then we're going to hit winter. And up here in the mountains at 7,000 feet, you know, we have to have solid houses and plenty of wood good natural gas heaters.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of it is the natural rhythm of ebb and flow.
Okay.
But the other part is that, relationships are like trees, meaning that they have to be watered. And I have a wonderful grapevine, and I look outside my window, and I've got ripening grapes. But I had to plant it, and I had to water it, and I had to love it. And now 5 years later, I have thousands of grapes. But if I didn't keep at it, I wouldn't have any grapes.
Right.
And so with spirit, you know, it's kind of like, your relationship with spirit, I think, is related to how you have relationships with other people, meaning it's kind of like if you never come over and see me or never call or never return my phone calls and 5 years goes by and I see you in the grocery store, well, it's nice to see you, but the relationship isn't what it used to be because it hasn't gotten any attention.
Yes.
Okay. So with spirit, you know, and Al counsels against, well, just like, like he wrote one article that God is not a sugar daddy. And by that, it's not just like, gimme, 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 daddy. You have to have love, consideration, attention. You have to put your time in. It's kind of like I started praying when I was 5 years old and I never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real easy for me to pray. But if someone has never prayed and they try to pray, it's hard. And it's like anything else. It's like you've got to keep it up. So with spirit, it's that way too. You have to maintain your connection. And what our tendency is to, okay, things are going so good, things are going so fine, and then we start taking all the credit ourselves. And then we say, and I'm so good, and I'm so smart, and just look at how successful I am. And you forget to give the attention to spirit until, you have a tragedy. And then you turn to spirit, but your connection is not as strong because it's nothing that has been maintained.
Okay.
So that's a piece of it. But, life is an ebb and flow. The moon is full tonight. 2 weeks it'll be empty. The tides go higher, the tides go lower. It rains, and then it snows, and
Yeah, okay.
The seasons of it all.
Okay. Did you hear that, Betty? I guess she's gone, but she really needed to hear that.
Well, you'll just have to tell her, or you'll have to dial up the conference call and listen to that part of it, because you can just fast forward it if you want.
Oh, okay. Well,
I heard it. I had to eat something before I pass out. I had it on mute. I heard him.
Well, good. I'm glad y'all came over today and are listening again. We appreciate that.
Oh, God, I love your voice, Sammy. You just remind me of Al so much.
Al and I were a lot alike, and it's kind of funny, some of the correspondences, meaning that he was eclectic, I'm eclectic. He had some harsh Baptist relatives, I had some harsh Baptist relatives. He had memories of other lives as a magical person. I have memories of other lives as a magical person. And philosophically, we're about 90% the same. So it was really a pleasure for me to meet him as a 27-year-old man. And then I guess it was actually 28 years. It was 28 years that I knew him in the flesh. I guess I was a member for 28 years before he left, because I was 55 when Al left, and I am going to be 61, so it's almost 6 years.
Well, I met him when I was 38, and Destroyer was 8, and Fred was 5. So he went along with me with the children all while he was in the military. I would keep him updated on him and send him pictures. And he used to bless them when I would take them to any of the classes. And they would sit very, very quiet. And sometimes it would be 20 to 25 to 30 people in the class.
That's fabulous.
Joking.
And, you know, I do miss having my ESP lab right around the corner.
Yes.
And the one in Hollywood was really great.
It was.
Because for those of you who weren't there, you walked in and there was a big 5.5 foot tall white marble pyramid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in
I
the front
that.
There was the and I have the capstone. I have the capstone from that pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that for the pyramid magic. I will tell you I'll tell you a story about that pyramid, and then I'm going to go, since I'm still going to be available to people. But so I was a new lab member, and I'm living in Hollywood now, and got a job in Hollywood, and liked doing the Hollywood shuffle, and liked being close to my lab, and used to walk to classes in the lab. But the pyramid exercise was really terrific. And when Al moved to Texas, he only took the capstone, which is the white marble top of the pyramid that was it was in the perfect shape of the Great Pyramid. And so it was a free exercise, and so I participated a couple of times. And this is roughly, maybe 6 months after. It seems like, let me just think. It was just a few months after I had joined the lab, and I had, for the first couple of months, I had sent in, well, actually thinking about it, it had to be 1979. So I guess I was a lab member for about a year. But as I used to send in my pyramid requests, which went in on the 22nd, and basically the idea was, you know, for you to participate was, you'd have a pyramid sheet, you'd have your own pyramid at home or your own magical device, you'd charge up your request, you'd send it into the lab. On the 22nd, it was sealed inside the pyramid. On the 29th, it was released by flame, and everyone participating would say, let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests. So I had been doing things that were rather generic, like, oh, let there be more love in my life, let there be peace and joy, and let there be healing for planet Earth, things that are hard to quantify. So I said, well, you know, I've been working really hard. I deserve a raise. I think I'm going to put that in the pyramid. So I wrote up a pyramid sheet. I wrote myself a Valentine on Valentine's Day, 1979. And it said, I, Sammy Rose, deserve a $100 a week raise effective March 1st. And so I blessed it. I sent it into the pyramid. I declared that let there be a positive, complete manifestation of all the positive requests. Al burned up the prayers on the 29th. March 1st came, and I waited for my raise, and nothing happened. And so I said, well, I guess that didn't work. And I went to work the next day, and my boss came and gave me a letter that was dated March 1st that says, effective today, March 1st, you, Sam Rose, receive a $462.12 a month raise.
Whoa.
And I said, wow, that pyramid request worked just like I said. And I said, this is terrific. Now, this is remember, this is after I've been a member for a year, and I have all kinds of other stories too.
Mm-hmm.
But any event, and my prosperity powder is working, and now I'm working in Beverly Hills, and I'm, you know, but I did deserve the raise, and I did get the raise. And so I mentioned that to a friend of mine, and he said, wow, my fiance's been trying to get a job in the World Bank. And for 3 years she's been trying. Will you put her a request that she gets a job at the World Bank? I said, sure. So the following month I put a request that says, let Brian's lady and her name get a job in the World Bank. Well, the next month she got a job at the World Bank, and she still works there.
Okay. And that's something
so,
about, great.
So that's... I don't, can't quite hear you.
It's something about if you're happy and, you know, having fun and doing one of those, it works. But if you're serious and uptight, forget it, right?
Well, you know, and also, yes, because Al's brand of magic is all about having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship with the spirit are positive and fun and joy-filled. And that's what's going to attract them. If you're saying, you know, and it, what's really funny to me is people who send in their request and they say, I'm still out of money. Okay. That's nothing to multiply with magic, brother. So anyway, in my case, I said, I want a raise effective this date. In case of my friend, I want a job in the World Bank. You know, in other words, we're affirmative, we're positive, we have desire, as opposed to, yeah, it's really hard right now. That's not going to help you out. Again, when you think of it very simply, thoughts are real.
Yes.
So what you going to think?
Happy
you can't, thoughts. If you're a magical person, you can't allow yourself to get into negative emotionalism. You got to cut it right off. Anytime you experience it. And, of course, if it's a major deal, like your loved one, your husband, your father, your mother, your dog, your bird, your friend dies, yes, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
And, yes, we're going to feel some pain. But the dearly departed don't want us to hang around grieving forever, for sure.
No. Oh.
They want to be happy in their new world, and so we have to maintain that positive attitude. And of course, the directive is don't go to your altar unless you have positive energy, because the whole point of magic is you're going to multiply your thought, you're going to intensify your thoughts, you're going to bring in to manifestation your thoughts. And so if you think of it as terms of an equation, your clear thought plus a strong emotion is going to shape reality. And so the discipline of a magical person, a white magical person, is have good thoughts with good emotions,
mm-hmm.
work to limit the downside, work to maximize the upside, and to the degree you can do that, you'll be living, you know, a better and better life in spite of the fact that life is full of its challenges and its opportunities for growth through dealing with, you know, it's kind of like the the football coach said, no pain, no gain. Run around the track again.
That's true.
Yes.
Yep.
And sometimes we beg for stuff, and it's not for us, and he gives us what he feels we really need.
Well, and that's what I strive to do with Spirit always. Whenever I ask for anything, I say, or something better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, and Al, that's in sync with Al's teachings, because Al, I'm starting to have too many thoughts at the same time when I'm thinking of him. But I guess I'm getting a little mentally fatigued. But the whole point is what you give your attention to multiplies. Your thoughts are real. Clear thoughts, coupled with strong emotions, desire equals manifestation. So take charge of your life, take control of your mind, work to manage your emotions, and then live the charmed life in spite of it all.
Okay, thank you, Sammy. Rest your mind, okay?
Yeah, because we're draining you.
I got to go rest my mind. You see, I'm looking at my four sleeping dogs, and I've got two queen-size beds in here, and they're on one of them. They're saying, ain't about time for a nap, Sammy?
Yes, and we're draining your energy from you, but I needed that good energy.
Well, I got some good energy. I will tell you that I love the way my dogs know how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So we have two mama dogs, Maisie and Cleo, and then we have their babies, Oreo and Sophie. And the mamas are sleeping butt-to-butt to their babies. Oreo is a one-year, three-month, 125-pound baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie is a four-month, 45-pound baby. And they're all black and shiny with white collars and white muzzles and white tips of their tail. They're mantle Great Danes. They're so beautiful. I know that years ago in the winter, when I have the wood-burning stove, they lay down next to it and they just melt into the floor. So one year, one of my things on our Christmas card wishes was to learn how to relax like the dogs.
Yes,
and
you're right.
I did manage to do it. And then the next year, I to maintain that rest, because they're always ready to go, but they do get their rest.
Wonderful.
Cats are good for that, too.
Okay,
blessed be now. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for coming. Thanks to Spirit for blessing us. Thanks to the power of the light. And thank you all for helping to keep your ESP lab going. We need everybody's help to keep it all rolling. So.
Oh, you got it, Sammy.
Thank you, too.
Thank you,
Sammy. And thank you, dear. And you'll be receiving a letter from me, too, also, Sammy. You should get it Monday or Tuesday.
That sounds great. We'll look forward to it.
Okay. Bless you, dear.
Bless
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sammy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Sammy.
Sammy.